This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 22, written by John Couperus, proclaiming the Lord's death. From 1 Corinthians 11, whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The early Christians gathered to break bread. There would also be singing and preaching, but the breaking of bread was at the heart of their gatherings. They were remembering Jesus as they broke bread, even though he was physically removed from them. Paul gives us added insight about what happens at the communion table. He says, "You proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." How does that happen? What and how am I proclaiming when I take the Lord's Supper? To whom am I proclaiming? A little earlier in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 21, Paul talks about two tables, the table of the Lord and the table of demons. The table of demons had to do with eating food sacrificed to idols, a common social practice at the time. Today, as we live our lives, we may often be tempted to let something besides the Lord feed our hearts. If we yield to that temptation, we wander from God and associate with demons. When we take the Lord's Supper, we tell the spiritual world that Jesus is the source of our lives. We tell the devil that he has been defeated and the curse of sin has been broken. He no longer has a say in our life because we belong to Jesus Christ. The forces of evil do not want to be reminded of this. But at the Lord's table, we celebrate with heaven the victory of the cross. May we be nourished at his table alone. Thank you, Jesus, for empowering us to proclaim your victory and ours over all the forces of evil. Lord Jesus, may we fix our eyes on you, in whose name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.